And I've been really using my iPad a lot. I don't know about you, but it's taken a little while yet to find the best uses of that technology. It was almost like a technology without a purpose at first, but I'm coming to be totally dependent on it. And that's interesting because the iPhone was different. When I adapted to that, it was immediate and it filled all of that what I needed a phone to do, plus so much more. It took about 30% off the use of my laptop. But now the iPad has gone even further. So that's kind of where maybe some of the conversation is going to go tomorrow night on Coast to Coast, because I think that what we have is we have technology coming at us so fast, we sometimes have it before we know what to do with it. And tomorrow night's show on Coast to Coast, we'll focus on some of those things that are coming down the pike, the changes in our society, workplace, the long trends that are on the way. The Association of Professional Futurists show Saturday night on Coast to Coast. We'll get into that. Also coming up, we'll go over some of your predictions from last year. You know, it was let's see, Dan from Tampa, who said that tsunami in California will reveal new species of underwater reptile. Now, yeah, that didn't happen. Thank God for Tokyo again, right? I mean, somehow there's an underwater reptile species. You got to go with Godzilla. Something stomping downtown LA, or maybe swimming over and getting Tokyo just for the pure historic nature of that. Last year, somebody made the prediction, undeniable proof of Bigfoot and an Area 52 will be broken open by a journalist where they're breeding and harboring big feet. So sort of a Bigfoot nursery, an Area 52 Bigfoot nursery. Heck, what if it turns out Area 51 is run by Bigfoot? That'd be cool. From BC in Canada, the sun will take center stage and it will be difficult to carry out wars in 2000. Yeah. Again, but he does go on to say that the drastic weather changes would be coming in 2010. Drastic, I don't know. There certainly we are entering into a period of time of cycles of droughts and floods, and it seems like every weather pattern is extreme, and that is something which we're seeing a lot of. Fewer average temperatures, fewer average summers, fewer average winters. It's, you know, everything's kind of winter on steroids or summer on steroids. Although we did have a very mild summer in Minnesota, which was lovely. How about Dusty Wallace from Virginia predicted a major celebrity will admit to being abducted? Yeah, I didn't hear one either. Closest we came was Randy Quaid and the Hollywood Star Whackers theory. That's why he's still up in Canada. Also, we've got some other great reviews from last year. Some people thought that, like Diane from M Mount Clemens, Missouri, that we would see world peace. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. If we saw world peace, we saw it just long enough to see world violence kicking its butt. I think maybe that's world violence tracking it down and kicking it down the stairs. Curbing it. All right, so we'll get back to your predictions for 2011. Which ones will get dings and which ones will get buzzes a year from now? Coming up next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Ponet. All right, back to the predictions then for 2011. We'll go back to wild card line two, where Bill is in West Hartford on Coast to Coast. Bill, what's your
Yes, hi.
prediction?
Yes, hi, Ian. Hi, Ian. Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Thank you. Happy 2011. Ian, I have a very optimistic and very interesting and extremely thought-provoking scientific paradigm-changing prediction that involves other dimensions and other universes. And I've never been able to wrap my brain around the difference between another dimension that's unseen versus another universe. So I'm putting them together in one prediction. And that is, in this year, in 2011, and what I'm going to say now will validate what Dr. Stephen Hawking said recently that irritated so many religious people by saying that you don't have to invoke God in the creation of the universe. My prediction prediction specifically is that CERN, the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland, will find the first hard scientific data, scientific evidence, proof of other dimensions by particles disappearing and then reappearing again, as well as the NASA spacecraft Planck that has been in solar orbit since 2009, almost 2 years, looking at the microwave radiation left over from the Big Bang, will find out in the information from the Big Bang, as Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson told you not too long ago in my question to him, there'll be a second order or third order signature in the Big Bang that might show or prove the existence of other universes, the multiverse. So I'm saying that this will be a paradigm shift of the new physics starting in 2011, where there'll be other dimensions other than the three or four dimensions we know now, length, width, and height, and time is the fourth, and other universes, so that you don't
what
have to
will be
to...
So, what will be some of the other dimensions then?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist myself. I'm saying this would be the first step, I think, with CERN, because I've said already this year and last year, 2009, 2010, that CERN may be able to prove out, as they smash subatomic particles together, other dimensions if particles disappear briefly and then reappear.
Okay. They know. Well, I get that. I'm just trying to get more specific on what those other dimensions, if we're getting beyond, you know, as you said, the third and fourth dimensions, and what would those other ones qualify for? Well, fair enough. We'll put that down and we'll look for that in 2011. And hey, cross our fingers. I think that'd be very cool. You often see things, Bill, as a threat, like you project onto religious people your view that they are threatened, small, timid, rabbit-like people. And I think that's true for whether you're talking about atheists or non-atheists. But I think a lot of people just think that would be pretty amazing. Life would go on from there. Let's go to Wild Card Line 3. Joe is in Pittsburgh. Joe, what do you see coming?
How you doing?
Good. What do you think? What do you see coming?
Well, first of all, I really like your idea with the M&M currency. I think that's a good idea.
Well, then let me add another thought. And since Bill brought up what might be other dimensions, I believe we have, you know, we have weight, we have space, we have time. Why not flavor? You know, we don't have that.
There's chocolate.
Yeah, I want to have, just be everybody's flavor, be a dimension. But anyway,
the only thing I worry about that currency idea is if people will start to try to counterfeit it, because I only like M&M's brand.
That's
the
true.
The only way you'd be able to find out is put them in your hand if they're not counterfeit.
You know, that's a really good point. Or they get that M on top of the M&M to get like a holographic M so that you can't. You're right. I mean, you have some sort of stripe, a candy stripe that goes through it, like you would a dollar bill. That would be an RFID stripe. Yeah, that could be it. Think on that. So we're just getting started with it. I just don't, you know, we're on the drawing board on our M&M currency theory. So just don't throw it out yet. That's all I'm asking for. All right. So what do you see coming?
Well, as an unofficial prediction, really quick, I predict JC and Edna will finally get back together again. That's unofficial prediction. But my official prediction for 2011 is 2011 is going to be the year of the floods. I see, particularly in the central United States, like the Mississippi Valley and whatnot, like St. Louis and all the major cities, it's going to almost look like the Edgar Cayce maps. It's going to... Probably from hurricanes, I'm guessing, but it could also be maybe from melting snow late winter. Yeah. I'm not sure, but
yeah, that's a real possibility. There's already a ton of stored energy up, you know, along the Mississippi. When that all gets to melting, I'd be a little bit worried about being downriver right now. But that's a good point, and that would be interesting. Even if you had a 1-2-fer, like come spring, and you're getting, you know, tornadoes, storms, washing the rain down, washing the snow off super fast. And then you've got hurricanes coming in as a follow-up, but maybe 1-2-3 punch. I think that's interesting. Yeah, I think your year of the floods idea is something to watch, and we'll do that. Let's move on. Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Joe. Lisa is in Melbourne, Florida on Coast to Coast. Bill, I'm sorry, Lisa?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Ian?
Good.
Happy New Year.
You too.
And my prediction is, Obama will be forced to come out with full UFO disclosure. If he doesn't, then any other country will. He doesn't want Norway, China, or Europe to come first. So he will have to come out and disclose UFOs. And we will have a mass landing. We get to meet our star brothers and sisters, and we get to learn who we really are, where we come from, our ancient history. We're going to find out that that we're more beautiful than anything that we ever dreamed of, that we're all one in consciousness. We're going to find out that we have been kept at a low vibration by the dark cabal and kept virtually in prison for all these centuries. And we're finally going to be free because the cabal is done. They're all done.
I love the sincerity with which you present that. And I can hear in your voice, you're just not following some index card, that you really think this could happen. Where do you think a mass landing would happen?
Well, first they'll have the government or the secret meetings. Probably Stephen Greer will set that up. And then after that, they're going to fly around and let everybody get to see them and get used to them, and then they're going to finally land. So they know that people aren't going to be too fearful, and they've got to, once they get used to the idea, they'll start landing.
Hey, you know, I'll throw an idea past you. I think if here's an odd thought, okay, so just bear with me for a second. But if there is, if an extraterrestrial race is as smart as you would propose in what they offer and how elevated they are, then I think they would realize that Americans, at least us, I don't know about other nationalities, I would assume this is true pretty much everywhere, would need to relate to them through somebody that they feel emotionally bonded to.
I think Richard Hoagland would probably be one of them.
I don't think Americans are I hear what you're saying with that, and I think that may be true for a coast-to-coast audience, but I really think that, oddly enough, I think you'd have to be looking at people who would symbolize peace and security. So they might come to, and I know this is just...
Well, they already have.
But I'm saying I think it would be more likely that they would tour the country or be bonded through somebody like Barney than they would through an intellect or a military figure or somebody like that. I think they'd be more likely to go to Julia Roberts than they would be to somebody from, you know, a university somewhere.
I think that they've already picked the people who they're going to have work for them and spread their message. And, okay, you know, they know who every one of us are. I mean, they've got technology to, and they know who every one of us are.
So it's kind of like a cosmic Santa at this point.
Yeah.
They know we're sleeping when they know.
See,
when we're awake.
Problem.
I don't know that I agree.
You make a joke though, but that's what people do, and they close their minds to it.
But I don't think I'm closing my mind to it. I think you maybe, I'm challenging you in that I think that's what the paradigm is. You're presenting a cosmic Santa, and I don't know that they know that anything we think we don't know, they'll know. I think what might be most interesting and most relatable is if they seem as vulnerable as we are. And I think we as human beings, we're much more attracted to vulnerability. And we see it kind of, we have a sort of simpatico with people than somebody who is the consultant from out of the out of the state or out of the city who comes in to tell everybody how wrong they are. Nobody bonds to the consultant who's coming in to, you know, to be the efficiency expert for the company. You know what I mean? I mean, I really hear what you're saying, but I think in order for that to be as beautiful an experience as you propose, I think there would be some odd choices or things that would happen if that ever were to be the case, that would allow for it to happen. And I think it might surprise you. I think, you know, that aliens visiting might be more inclined to want to spread their message on Entertainment Tonight than on the nightly news, and to try to reach out in a non-threatening, we're here for your enjoyment presentation, as opposed to we're here to fix you. But wildcard line, Robert is in Grand Island, Nebraska, on Coast to Coast for our annual prediction show. Robert?
Yes, Ian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey,
I think we're going to see gas prices around $5 this next year here.
I saw that prediction on CNN yesterday. I forget.
Oh, you did?
There's a guy from the, I can't remember, but one of the gas industries, and then somebody else inside the government saying the same thing, that you could expect $5 by fall of 2011.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go with that.
But then the warning also comes that that depends on what we do, too, and that there's ways that we might be able to. I think he said fall of 2011, but he said it's on the way and much faster than any of us would want. Thanks, Robert. Interesting. Joe is in Victorville, California, on Coast to Coast with his prediction for the annual prediction show. Joe?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Joe.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year, first of all. And I got a two-part prediction, if I may say. Can I say it?
That's why we're here. I think we've done a sufficient preamble. We're ready to go.
All right. One thing is Israel is going to attack Iran.
Okay,
because, this it just has to be because they have irrefutable evidence that the Iranians, are going to, have a nuclear bomb. So, and when that happens, North Korea is going to blow up as well. So that's going to be bad news all over. Also, I have a prediction that the oil companies, the blood-sucking oil companies, are going to try to push the barrel probably up to like $200 because that's what fuels the stock market, okay? So since the only way the stock market can go up is some leading edge competitor that's going to just take the lead, and so was the oil companies. And that's what they did when George Bush got in office in 2000. Okay, they started the prices of gas started going up slowly and surely, and as the prices started going up, okay. And remember that George Bush.
Okay, I got that. I think that's because we got a lot of people that want to get on. I would say interesting. There are some of the ones we read last night, Joe, when we were doing the prediction show. There were two or three saying Israel was going to bomb Iran or have an attack against Iraq, but mostly it was focused on Israel and Iran. And a lot of people thought that was going to happen in 2010. Seems like the likelihood for that has gone down for 2011, but oftentimes that's just when things change. So you're on the record, dude. We got them all lined up. We'll be doing this all night long. We'll take it all up to the very last minute. You get a chance to lock in your vote for what will happen in 2011. And there are lots of really interesting predictions that came in when we were doing this on the cusp of 2009 into 2010. We wrote them down and we've been kind of going through them, giving you your credit for the ones you get and for the ones you miss. And we'll go through more of those coming up in just a moment. Also coming up, but tomorrow night, I'll make a couple of predictions tomorrow night. I'm not going to get too much into what you all are doing tonight. I really like what you're doing with it. But tomorrow night, I'll share a little of that when we talk about what's coming 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 15 years down the road. Technologies, the ways in which our culture is going to be shifting, the long-term view of our future from people who are professional futurists tomorrow night on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. Happy New Year from Coast to Coast AM, from George, from the Georges, but from George Norrie, George Knapp. I'm sure Art extends a Happy New Year to you. And to everybody here that's associated with the production of Coast to Coast, Dan Galanti's been doing a great job back in the studio, keeping tracks of our dings, our hits, right? Dan, our dings. There you go. Think things that people get right in their predictions and our misses. So we'll do a couple more from last year. These were ones that you had made predictions about for 2010, which may or may not have happened. Derek from Indianapolis said that a celebrity of some type is going to be exposed in acts of cannibalism. Yeah, I was trying to remember if there ever was. Wasn't there one? Didn't Christine O'Donnell come out and say, I am not a cannibal? Oh, no, I'm not a witch. Oh, never mind. Hey, maybe we found the one thing that the Mel Gibson story just wouldn't give us. An act of cannibalism from 2010. Tawny from Roseville, California, said that there would be discovery that Lake Tahoe is actually a volcano. Could be a very wet, watery volcano with great water skiing, fishing, and sexy honeymoon suites. We don't know. But actually, I think it could be a past volcano. I don't know that that seems like it could be wrong at all, but just never heard about it. And let's say Blair from Sedona, Arizona, said Mother Earth will rebuild the ozone after a sudden release of gases from the oceans. Yeah, it didn't happen. Might it happen? I don't know. I hold out hope. It would certainly, you know, you would think all of the methane that's being released from the ocean wouldn't be enough to replace the ozone. Because then, you know, I think aren't we producing enough methane? Don't we have enough humans or cows that are doing that anyway? Angela from British Columbia said the word homosexual will be changed to the word homophile in 2010. Yeah, I don't remember it happening. However, the new word for gay is glee. And I'm not kidding. It's becoming a new word, glee. I'm glee, as a way of saying gay, because gay started hung up for middle schoolers on this whole if something is dumb or stupid or whatever, they say gay, which is wrong. I'm not saying it's right, but so somehow gay is morphing into I'm glee. And then Chris from Macon, Georgia, said there would be a rise in religion precipitated by some type of horrific event. Yeah, these were all misses, I think, in this category. I don't remember of a rise in religion precipitated by some type of horrific event, but I think it's an interesting thing to consider. Like, what would be, if you're thinking about a horrific event, and then what would be the religion that would come out of it? What might be the religion that would develop in the wake of Dancing with the Stars, right? You got kind of a horrific event and then kind of build a whole liturgical worship thing out of it somehow. In Mexico, a drug cartel will get so powerful that the Mexican government will lose the war on drugs there. Well, I got to go for a hit on that, right? I mean, the Mexican government is losing and or has lost the war on drugs. The rest of his prediction is the Mexican government will be overthrown as a result. Not yet. Yeah, but only not yet. I think that one is coming. I think something like that is on the way. And we just, you know, that's something we have to be very, we just don't need a kind of thugocracy any more than it is already south of the border. They got enough issues. The people who are trying to do it right get picked off left and right. And we got to support the people. They're going to try to keep the goons out of power, because if the drug lords take over Mexico, look out. All right. It's 1:39. I gave a time check here for me locally, because outside people are reveling in the streets, and I'm reminded that it's not midnight everywhere. So for those of you who are not celebrating, you know, midnight yet, let me just say it's coming up in a few minutes. Go have your party. Go watch the ball drop wherever you are and join us on the phones. We'll give you the numbers that you need in order to get on and be part of our annual New Year's Eve prediction show on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. On a wild card line all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, let's get Rich on the Coast to Coast annual New Year's Eve prediction show. Rich, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Aaron. Ian, thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
So what do you think is going to happen in 2011?
Well, I think what is going to happen, my prediction is, that you're going to have some very prominent mixed martial artists within the UFC. I'm talking one, you know, a couple of your world champions, some former champions that still have a prominent name within the sport. And they're going to come out and say that Dana White and all of those involved with the UFC are fixing a lot of the fights that are in the UFC. Now, mind you, Ian, I'm not saying that something sketchy or wayward is going to happen during a card or during a match that's going to perpetuate, that doubt in people's minds. I'm just saying that maybe Dana White will do something to irritate, a multitude of fighters and to cause them to come out and say that fights are fixed in order to, you know, to bring down his business venture.
Well, that would be an interesting, that is a very specific prediction. So I like that about what you're suggesting. By the way, do you ever read Kyle Sheely? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do. And actually, he was on the show, was he not?
Did somebody have him on? Did we have him on? Kyle Sheely is here in the Twin Cities, and he's a friend of mine. And he's a mixed martial arts expert, and he's a blogger on mixed martial arts. And so I'll have to text him tonight and see whether he would agree with that prediction. And thanks for the heads up. Interesting thought. Let's go to Germany. On the international line, JD is in Germany on Coast to Coast. JD?
Hi, Ian. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. What's going to happen all the way from Germany? Is this what's going to happen in Germany or what's going to happen in the U.S.?
Well, a lot of snow in Germany, so we're all huddled up trying to stay warm. But most importantly, I've been following the WikiLeaks dilemma, and I want to make sure that your listeners are aware that an embarrassment for the banks that's forthcoming is more geared up towards the Western Hemisphere and the Visa. I don't know how you'd put it, but Visa is you've got your Northern Hemisphere and Western Hemisphere or Southern Hemisphere regarding Visa, and Meta, Mike Echo Tango Alpha, is in the middle of the mess.
I don't know what that is. What's that? What was the last thing you said?
Meta is a conglomerate that does a control on the Visa process, and it's not Bank of America. Whereas the general public is putting out that the Visa process and Bank of America is going to be right in the middle of the mess.
So Visa being the credit card company, not Visa meaning the passports to get into the U.S.
That's correct.
Okay, just want to make sure. So Visa credit card will not then be in the middle of the mess?
No, what's going to occur is, it's like anything. You follow the money, and the money trail is going to lead towards Meta, the bank, a major bank in Kansas, and it's going to expel quite a bit of information regarding the embarrassments and whatnot. Keeping in mind that WikiLeaks only released about 5% of their data that they've obtained and through their online program. But
So what's the reaction to WikiLeaks in Europe?
Actually very supportive. It's kind of like a new age, a new thing coming out, a revolution we're finally getting the real stuff here. And whereas the American attitude is it's patriotism and we don't approve of what's going on.
How far away are we, do you think, from a place where the government would start to feed WikiLeaks?
That's a two-edged sword, some people wonder whether or not it's a CIA operation, and then some people think it's coming out as, the truth, the revolt against America. I see it, being a government contractor, I see it as being, I don't know, this is a good idea.
Yeah, see, I mean, if I were the U.S. government, I would think Julian Assange would be the easiest guy to play. He'd be easy to game. Because he's a headline seeker. If you gave him salacious material, and you gave it to him through a means which he would accept, right? So you have somebody clandestine selling him or sending him files and saying, here you go, put this in the WikiLeaks. And so WikiLeaks goes, aha, we have it. If you did that, I would think the U.S. government or any agency, international agency for that matter, because WikiLeaks isn't limited to exposing U.S. secrets by any means, that anybody would be able to game him. And it would just be, we don't even know that the last guy isn't somebody gaming Julian Assange.
Well, at this point, it's irrelevant because his pockets are fat. You know, he's just released did a press release saying, you know, he got €500,000 on a book deal. And so at this point, you know, it's mission accomplished. So, so where's he going to go from this point?
And what's his vetting process?
The vetting is his zip file is worldwide on all the mirror sites and whatnot.
But it doesn't vet that nothing gets vetted in the sense that before he releases it, before he puts his stamp of approval to it, it is not vetted by anybody. He doesn't double check the information. He doesn't spend any time with a committee that follows up. And he just you give it to him. It's like you give him a little pill and he vomits up all of the information that's inside that little pill. So great. So
you're terrible on your words.
but maybe that's just how we need to be more mindful about getting played by that ourselves. Because if it's kind of like when a celebrity, quote unquote, is all mad about their new porn tape that's coming out. And then we find out later on they were totally in on the release of it. They made it knowing full well it was going to get released and it was going to raise their profile. And they'd be able to walk around and go, oh, I'm such a victim. And they get million headlines and all this traction where they, like the U.S. government, is walking around like Paris Hilton saying, oh, please don't go look at my video, which is right here at this website. You know, I mean, it's sort of a, I think we need to be careful around him. But it's interesting, an interesting prediction. And I think we'll be watching a lot of people thinking about WikiLeaks. And I'm glad to say we were one of the first shows that started talking about them right here on Coast to Coast. Joe is in Sugar Tees, New York. And Joe, Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too, Ian. How you doing?
All right, so what's coming up in 2011?
Well, I think there's going to be, an uprising in the Christian religion. And I just think that, something is going to be happening with that. I think there's going to be an uprising.
What do you mean by an uprising in the Christian religion? We're going to mobs with pitchforks and torches? Or
No. Okay, I was just listening to the news. I just caught a little bit of it. But, about that bombing that just happened in the Christian and their little thing they were doing over at the church there, I'm not sure where it was.
You're speaking in such generalities. No, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. So what happened?
All right, so I guess the Muslims bombed the church over there, right? And, the Christians came out and they were, fighting with the Muslims over there, throwing rocks and all that.
Where's over there?
I think over by Iraq or, Iran or somewhere over there. I'm not really too sure.
All right, I'm going to look this up here, but go ahead.
Please do.
So we get seven people killed in a blast near a church in Egypt. An explosion a church in Egypt killed at least seven people, wounded 24 others, the country's interior ministry said. Okay, so now what? All right, so what was your prediction then?
Well, I think that, there's going to be a war in, the religions, with the Muslims and the Christians and all that. So I think, there's something to, be happening by the end of this year. I think that there is going to be something happening really bad. It's going to be up, it's going to level up more and more, as the time go on. If they're bombing the Christian churches and all that, what's going to happen next?
Well, here's the quote. Just so you know, the Egyptian officials are saying the attack targeted all Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just these are what are called Coptic Christian churches in Egypt. It goes back to a particular blend of Christianity, Coptic churches in Egypt. But anyway, they said that it was outside of the church and it was directed at people that were gathered at the time of the blast, but it also affected people. Eight Muslims were amongst the injured because a nearby mosque was also damaged.
Yeah, but that's going to where they're going to twist the stories around. I think something is going to happen out of all that. And another thing is, I think there's going to be a disclosure with the UFOs and all that. Because, I've been where I live. I'm a skywatcher, and, I've been watching, and there's been a lot of, things around. There's been a lot of UFOs around here in the skies and all that. I've been seeing, a lot of triangles and all that, too, over here.
Okay. Well, good. Good to keep an eye on them. It's good. We got your prediction in. And let me get a few more here on the annual prediction show. And Happy New Year to Harold in Alturas, California, on Coast to Coast. Harold?
Hi, and great to talk to you.
And to you. Happy New Year.
I keep feeling that there's going to be an impact on the moon. meteorite come in, hit it, drop, knock up some dust into the air, and have a pretty nice light show in the sky.
Well, and a dramatic change in perhaps some of our Earth patterns then too, if it rocks at all with the delicate balance in the lunar pole here on our planet.
I'm not thinking anything that big. I'm thinking more along the lines, just something visible to everybody down here.
Good reminder of what's up there and what we haven't been able to track yet. Thanks, Harold. I appreciate that. There's a great trailer out for a movie that's on the way, right? And it shows these space guys who are doing a traditional walk on the moon. And then they say, I think it actually is maybe it'd even be Apollo 11. Take that back. I wasn't paying close attention to the beginning. And they say, okay,
you've got 21 minutes. Go.
And then they quickly leave the capsule with cameras and they go over to the dark side of the moon and they take video of this massively crashed spaceship on the dark side of the moon. And they have to get back quickly before the U.S. cameras come back. And it was kind of a great setup. Unfortunately, it was the setup for just another Transformers movie, but it looked really cool there for a while. Sharon is in Cedar City, Utah, on Coast to Coast. Sharon?
Hi. Happy New Year, Ian.
And to you.
Thank you. We're having a very, very cold night here in Cedar City.
Oh, are you? Yeah, I'm going to imagine so.
Yeah, minus, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I predict that the new year will bring the wild Mustang and Burro herds into everyone's mind and heart. Citizens across the nation should become more informed about what the BLM is doing regarding these roundups of our wild herds.
Explain BLM.
Bureau of Land Management.
Just want to make sure.
We have other names for them.
I imagine. Anyway. Drops out the L, I'm guessing. anyway. And so they're not, you're saying we should be mindful about what they're doing?
Yes, because they're using taxpayer dollars to bring them to the brink of extinction when all the while they are protected by the Wild Horse and Burro Act of 1971.
What's going to happen in 2011?
Well, I hope that many people across the nation realize where their taxpayer dollars are going for this carnage.
Okay, and, but what's your prediction for 2011?
My prediction is that more attention will be brought to the wild Mustang and Burro herds.
Okay, good. Well, I think you just did it. So prediction fulfilled. And more attention perhaps should be brought to it. But you're trying to stay out of, like, just doing causes here. But, okay, you know, I know sometimes we dress things up a little differently. Want to know what your prediction will be. What will happen in 2011? You're going to go on the record tonight and say this will happen. You see it in the stars, in the tea leaves, in your bones, in your dreams, or you just know this to be true. Coming up next, Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett.